I don't know what the story is for the summer. I know too it doesn't make a difference where we meet. So I have to see what's with my son. Certainly when he's away at camp, which is the first month of the summer, from June 26th and on, so we can meet here. But otherwise, he might rest in July, in August. We'll have to wait and see. So we'll have to decide what we're going to do after this month is over here. Anyway, Chov Gimel off at the top. Tamatim, we learned over there. His Gemara in Bechoros, as it says here on the side, Korla Chi Asir, if a guy called the ninth animal coming out of the pen, the tenth animal, Asir Chi, the tenth animal, he called the ninth animal, Lacharos, so he called the eleventh animal, Asiri, the tenth animal, so he did 10, 9, 10, right? Number 9 was called 10, number 10 was called 9, and number 11 was called 10. Shloshim Mekuk Doshim, they're all three karbonos, sorry about Maisim Hamas, of course. Hachi Necho Bemumo, the ninth one is eaten when it gets a mum. In other words, it's not sacrificed. It's Kachim, it's not sacrificed. I'm going to explain why in a minute. Vasir, the tenth one is the actual Maisim, despite the fact that you called it the ninth. Vachoroson, the 11th one, Karb Shlomim, it's brought as a Shlomim, not as the Maisim Behemo. How do we learn this out? Yeh Kodesh. It says, it shall be holy. Melamed Shaktusha Chalachi. That tells us that the Kedusha applies to everything which can be called tenth. The ninth, called by mistake the tenth. Va'al-Chadasar and the 11th, called by mistake the tenth. Yoli Korbish name, do they both get sacrificed? Tamalomar Bakar. It says Bakar, and it says another time Bakar. Lerabos Echadasar, to include the 11th. Okay? So now, Yeh Kodesh is a reboy. Bakar, the second time is a reboy. So you know the ninth is Kodesh and the 11th is Kodesh. Now what? So what is it? So why it say min habakar, which is an exclusion of the min? Lo tisachi, to preclude the ninth from actually being sacrificed, rather grace it till it gets a mum and then you redeem it. So it's kedushas domim, not kedushas mizeach, which is a rarity, very 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 strange thing usually. Because normally we say anything which is really suitable in Mizbeach goes to Mizbeach. But here, even though it's suitable to Mizbeach, it does not go on top of Mizbeach. Okay? So that's what we say, that it's included, but not only for it, until it gets a mum, and then it's redeemed. So it says the Gemara, Achash Ribach Kosum Yeit. I'm sorry, it's a good point. Ma'isul Rabbah Sechosah, why include the 11th Lo Tichi and exclude the 9th from being sacrificed? So since after the pasuk included, it excluded. Shatim Loimar, and so therefore when you want to apply the ribui on the one hand, the miut on the other hand, you want to find a place to say it. So you say, when does Kodesh make Tamura? In other words, if you have something which is Kodesh, when could it make something else Kodesh as well? When can it make something else Kodesh as well? Is it before the fun of Al-Achrav? Is it before it's Kodesh or after it's Kodesh? Have you Omer Al-Achrav? It's after it's Kodesh, obviously. So to hear, Marbani Achadasar, include the 11th, Shu'achra Kedusha, which is after the 10th, as the one to be sacrificed. Moti Ineas Achina, I preclude the 9th, Bimne Shu'livne Kedusha, because it's before the stuff became holy. I understand that this is a case where it's shogeg. He thinks it's the 10th, calls it the 10th, even though it's the 9th or the 11th. What if he knows it's the 9th? The Kori Asiri nonetheless calls it the 10th, though it's an intentional mistake. So Chavrayim in Kodesh Machlokas, the Chevra said it's Kodesh, Rabbi Yudan Omer Lo Kodesh, Rabbi Yudan said it's not Kodesh. Mas Nisa, our Mishnah Messiah, the Chavrayim, it's a proof for the Chavrayim who say it's Kodesh. How so? Because it says in our Mishnah, "Oh, Beis Lo Beis Shammai, Beis Lo Zed Beis Shammai, Ein Atam Boidin." Don't you concede? Shetei Tevet Tirebohei. There, the story about when there was when the guy was Matir is Neder, right on Nazirus, right, and he had an animal. So Beis Shammai says that it goes out to graze. And Beis Hillel says it reverts to Chol. Beis Shammai says it does not. Beis Shammai says it does not revert to Chol. So, for an Nazirus, then he was shol on his Nazirus. Okay? So don't you concede that it should go out and become chlim? Rabbi Beishami said to Beisil, no. Don't you concede that if somebody made a mistake and called the Chia Asiri and called the ninth one the tenth one, the Asiri Chia and the tenth one the ninth one, Chai Asiri and the 11th one again the tenth one, Shemukudash that it sank, consecrated, Vena Mikabli mean, to Shemukudash, period. So therefore, just like over there, the mistake still makes Kodesh, so to over here, mistake still makes Kodesh. Now, says the Gemara, V'inun Beis Hillel Mikabli mean ho, right? They accepted that argument based Hillel. In other words, they didn't repudiate that argument, and the low came to Sivinun, and if they did not accept the argument, they should have responded. They should have said, Ma temishivi, it says by the way, it's not the Einon, it's the Inun. They're Mekabah's argument. The low came because they're not, you see Sivinun, they should have sent the Beis Shammai, Ma temishivim. What are you responding from, Meister? Well, Sonu, to us. I mean, Dover, from something, it should be She'eno, not in Sohoya. She'eno Kodesh El Betos, something which is only Kodesh Betos, unintentionally, right? Meister, Beva, the ninth or 11th animal, can't become Kodesh unless it's a mistake. Dover, Shu Kodesh Beva, Betos, Ben Shlo Betos, what's the cross-reference to our case, where it's by Nazir, where it's Kodesh no matter what, whether it's a mistake or not. In other words, the mistakes are the issues are not comparable. Since the Beis Hillel didn't say such a chiluk, that there by Meiser Beima it works only if it's a mistake and not if it's intentional, and by Nozer, obviously the Kovaras are Kodosh, regardless of whether it's a mistake or intentional. So since the Beis Hillel didn't draw such a distinction, it must be that there is no such distinction. It must be that Meiser Beima, even if you intentionally made the ninth into the tenth by calling it unintentional, by calling it by the name tenth, that works as well. Says more, not necessarily, and this is an obvious answer. More says, "Kaidemar Rabbi," like Rabbi said, "Ashire, not Asiri. Ashire Havu Tshuva." They were very rich in answers. They had other answers they could have given, but they still could have repudiated Beis Shammai by saying there's no comparison between Meister Behemo and in our case of Nazirus. They could have said they didn't bother. Oyeva Kaidemar Rabbi Nasa, like Rabbi Nasa said, a similar idea, Kiinish, like the individual, Visley trained Tamino has two reasons, Umaitzachamin, and only advances one of them. So Tir Beisil could have rejected Beis Shammai's as far in many ways and said, we don't hold the Hekdesh Tos, and whatever, and they could have said on the other end that it is not comparable because here by Nozer, the roots ben Matos ben Amazin, and there it's only Matos. But they didn't bother saying all the explanations they possibly could have been repudiating Beis Shammai Shita, but they still exist. And therefore, you can't draw from the fact that Basil didn't respond in a specific way to Beis Shammai's challenge, you can't infer anything about Basil's position on the matter. So we don't know if they hold like Chevraya that it's that intentionally calling the ninth, the tenth, is Kaddish or not. Okay? How we know if it's toast or not?
Even toast.
I think the difference between Nazir and Meiser
would be, theoretically, that
Nazir
was always
Kodesh even toast,
right?
No, Nazir is Kodesh even not toast. The opposite.
Even not
toast. Meiser is only Kodesh toast. Yeah, your text become a Nazir. No, that's exactly the Gemara's point. The Gemara wants to know what happens if Meister Behemo, you intentionally made Meister Behemo awry.
Right.
So in that case, the Gemara is saying that maybe we can extrapolate from here that Basil concedes that Basil holds that does not work. You can't make Meister Behemo awry because... No, say the opposite. Same thing. He must hold you can make Meister Shev, but Meister Behemo Arai. Arai means not Ayin Resh Aleph Yud, but A-W-R-Y, right? You can intentionally make So Chevraya said you can make Maitzav Ema Araya. And we wanted to bring Araya from our Mishnah, because it must be that Maitzav Ema is comparable to Nazir, because Basil accepts that premise and doesn't repudiate that premise. They accept that it's something comparable. So if by Nazir, the Karbanos are Kadosh, whether it's intentional or unintentional, because again, it's Beis Shammai speaking, so Ekdesh Tos works by Nazir. And also, definitely if you do Nazir intentionally, it works. So it must be that also by Maaser Behema, whatever it's about by Maaser Behema, which is Koyin the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th, the 10th, also works Bein, Ben Mezid, Ben Beshogi, no matter what. No, but that didn't want to repudiate that.
Not like the same thing. Like
that.
Now what?
It's
not an equal case where he's actually
a
Nazir. Like the
Mazi
over here
is not a Nazir. Really, it's not 100% comparable. But the Mara wants to say that by virtue of the fact that the Mishnah over here compares the two, so maybe whoever holds whatever parameters X by Nazir holds the same parameters by Bay, Maitre, Bayma. And Mara says, could be that Beis Hillel doesn't agree with that. Could be Beis Hillel rejects the premise. But Beis Hillel rejected another way. Just to refresh our memories, the way Beis Hillel rejected our Mishnah is to say that Maaser Behema is not the same thing as Nazir. The Araya by Maaser Behema, it's not completely your discretion, because if you want to make the 8th or the 12th Maaser Behema, you have no right to do that. It's only the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And you can't do the 8th or 12th, whether it's intentional or unintentional, right? So if he says, no way Beit Shammai can infer, just like the mistake over there works, the mistake by us over works, because there are limitations there. If you're going to say every mistake works, then the mistake of 8 and 12 should work as well, right? The mistake of 8 and 12 can't work, so much of it is special because of by Maaser Behema on the 9th, 10th, and 11th. But what Beis Hillel did not answer Beis Shammai is that it's not comparable, because by Maaser Behema it only works betos, not bemezid. So it must be Maaser Behema also works bemezid. That was the Gemara's premise. Gemara rejected and said it could be Maaser Behema taka doesn't work bemezid. And could be Beis Hillel could repudiate the capacity by Maaser Behema by saying Nazir obviously works bemezid, and Maaser Behema doesn't work bemezid. There's no capacity between the two. It's apples and oranges. But Beis Hillel instead gives another answer, which is to say that obviously toes is not the factor which makes Maaser Behema kadosh, and toes doesn't work across the board like Beis Shammai wants to contend, because then even the 8th and the 12th should be kadosh. And the 8th and 12th are not kadosh, only the 9th, 10th, 11th, it must be that not all toios work. If not all toios work, it must be a special exeris of kosov by Maaser Behema, which one cannot then extrapolate to the case of nausea. Okay? Says Mishnah further. Mishnah Noah Darben Nazir, somebody who took a netter to become a Nazir. Baruch Levi is Bamto. And he went to bring his animal to sacrifice. Umetzah Shenignava. They found that the animal was stolen. Imach Lo Nignava Behemo Nazir. If he took the netter of Naziris before the animal was stolen, I raised a Nazir. It's a valid Nazir. And he's got to find other animals. Vimi Shenignava Behemo Chazar. Nazar, if however he became Nazar after the animal was stolen, and therefore at the time he debated the netter, he was relying on those animals, ain't no Nazar, so now the animals are gone. It's like a Tanai and the Nazirus. It's not Chal. Now, Zutos saw Nochem Ishamadi, this mistake Nochem Ishamadi made, Kshaol Nazir Minagola. When Nazirim came from Bavel, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and what's the Beis Hamikdash Chorev? Amlem Nochem Ishamadi. Nochem Ishamadi said to them, Ilo Yisim Yodin Shem Beis Hamikdash Shosid Li Chorev. He said, he gave them a Pesach. He said, were you to know the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed? Noitim Yisim, would you become Nazirim? Amulo Lav. He said, no. Vitira Nochem Ishamadi. Nochem Ishamadi, let them off talk of their Nazirus. Because of Pesach, right? Because how they know the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed, they would not have made Nazirus. Because once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, you can't undermine your Nazirus anymore. They said, no, Kol Shenoz are actually a little bit Chor Beis HaMikdash, Nozir. If he took the Nazir before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he's a Nozir even at destruction. Why? Because ain't Poschim Benola. You can't use as a Pesach something which wasn't around at the time of the Nazir. And the Beis HaMikdash was standing at the time of the Nazir. So you can't use the Pesach that were you to have known the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Right. Since the stone of Behemoth. Ukshabada Beitzel Chachomim. Ukshachorim Beitzel Mikdash. Mishachorim Beitzel Mikdash. If he took the Naziris, once the Beitzel Mikdash was destroyed, but it wasn't known to him, because he was in Babel, so obviously that's not considered Noila, because the condition existed, just was unknown to him at the time of the Naziris, and then that could serve as a valid Pesach. Okay? Manakami says, well, what kind of animal are you talking about? In Bisharab and Varishuki saw now park the market price in marketplace, Varmay Sarah Nozabemozos. I'm nosing this animal shovel just passed. I feel Mishanina Varbahema. And even if the animal is stolen, Nozagaras. It's a beautiful interpretation of the name Moshe on this. He says, when you took the netter on the animal, it was not Bishuscha. Right? Was just walking down the street in the village. Now it's also not Bishuscha. What difference does it make? It's what changed. Why should you not be a Nazir anymore? Just before it wasn't Bishuscha, now it's also not Bishuscha. I am not aware of its whereabouts right now, but still it's not, well, logically it's the same parameters. So therefore he says again that Vamarei Nazir, he says it's going to be a Nazir Abay Mazo Shavra. I feel machine of Abay Mazir, even if he took the oath after the animal was stolen. Nazir, should be a Nazir, because the animal, any animal was not just to begin with. So therefore what he was saying about sacrificing it is not realistic. Ika Savashieshlo, and if he held that he had an animal, and it turns out he doesn't have any animal. So Kachon Omrim, do you say such a thing that Eoya Oshir, the person was rich, then he became poor, so that he's losing the zeros? Obviously not. And here too, just because he came home and couldn't find the animal, that doesn't make his zeros fall off. So we're talking about a final case. Burman person says, Harini Nazir Abahema, Sheyeshli Besuchabayis. He knows he has an animal inside his house. And he takes in the Zerus, a basin animal. Vachamatani went and he found it. Shenignava, that was stolen. In that case, Imach, so he definitely knew he had an animal. He definitely made an Zerus on it out tonight. So Imach, so Nignava, Bema, Nozar. Before the animal stolen, he took in the Zerus on the basin of that animal. I raised the Nozar, it's about Nozar. Vimishnignava, Bema, if however he knew the animal was in his house, but now it was stolen. So Nozar and Nozir, now he's not Nozir because it's not Nolad. He told us that at the time he took Neder, it wasn't there, and therefore it's a valid purpose, in order, valid Pesach, in order to be Matir the Neder. Okay? Talmid of the Rabbi Chiyah by Lulayne. To the students of Rabbi Chiyah by Lulayne, Armin, they said, Rabbi Yudah Shah, Rabbi Yudah asked upon a query, which of course he didn't answer. Yichziru Ganovin Lamaila. What if the Ganovin gave it back that night? Does the Nazirus begin from the morning when he took it, or from here on in? Now, there are two ways of learning this Yerushalmi. One way of learning Yerushalmi is that the Nazirus never was broken, right? It's just a question of when you count the 30 days. You count it from the time when you made the Nazirus to the time when you have the animals. But the Nazirus never broken. The other interpretation, which requires more of a sledgehammer, but is more logically consistent, I think, is that we're asking, does the Nazirus, commence it all, does the Nazirus just broken? In other words, when you find the Nazirus, the carbonus that night, so do I say, well, it's retroactively, since they weren't obviously truly lost, it's as if you did start in the zeros, or you say since they're lost for an interim period in the middle, so therefore the zeros never began. And if you want to begin the zeros, you have to begin from scratch. So according to the first part, the question is whether the time elapsed from its loss till now counts in the zeros. According to the second question, according to the second approach, which I brought down, the question is whether in this case the person becomes a nozer at all. If at the time he took the nazirus, he thought there was an animal, the animal proved not to be around.
What if the problem is the deer?
Right.
What if the problem is the Irish? Does it make a difference?
I don't know. I don't think it made a difference. I mean, then I guess you would never rely on it.
Which even if it's more effective, but it doesn't make the issue.
Yeah, so then it would be, I assume that in that case, the Nazirus never took effect. No, more doesn't discuss, more doesn't say more than we just saw. Anyway, Zutos to Nachum Ishamodi. This mistake, as we said, our mission was made by Nachum Ishamodi. Matzo, what mistake did he make? Shepes lehem and Nolad. He opens to them with Nolad. On them then, there was the Nolad. Top of Chav Gimel base. Amalei said, "Ilo isim yo ilo nochem lem ne amalem nochem ishamodi." He said to them, "Ilo isim yo nisha beis hamikdash shazili chorev." If you knew the base is going to be destroyed, no jury said would have taken the nether. Amalei b'zir b'zir said, "You know what he should have said, which would have been a vow of Pesach." Havetzorach meimel, he should have said to them, "Lo isim yo dim shakvar nisnabu anavim lochem." Would you have known that the prophets have already prophesied? In other words, not on the Churban itself, but on the Vuas about the Churban. That's not a Noilad, because the Nevi'im have been shrying, they've been shouting for years that Am Yisrael is going to have to undergo the Churban, right? So again, Luis Amiyodish Kvar Nistabu and Nevi'im, Lochem Shebeis Shosi Chorev, Lovas Kvar, that would not be Noilad. Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, not true, Odung Nolad, that's also Nolad, Kinolad. Yogan Avmeir, because they could have said, Yad Avinon, we knew the Beis Yisrael was destroyed, and Avinon Savrin, we thought the Milaya Rechoykin, that it's going to be a very long thing, in the very distant future, and therefore that would consider to be sufficient that we would assume that it's Nolad, because they didn't. Even if they heard Nevuos, they didn't take Nevuos that seriously, and therefore that would be considered to be Nolad, because they thought it would happen really only sometime in the future.
Maybe they didn't take it seriously, and they thought that Yisrael would also take it.
What?
Maybe they thought that the
Yehuda
would do
it. Maybe they thought that would make it, that could make a Nolad too, but they probably were very pragmatic. They realized that's not going to happen. Right. Okay, now we have a Maisa.
We never solved the problem when he got it back, right?
What? No, we never solved it. Just lose a little left thing. When he got it back, we never solved it. Avina Tzavim, the Milay Rechikin, says that Chazon HaSheru Chodzeh, even the Cheskel led him astray. Chazon HaSheru Chodzeh, Yomim Rabim, the vision which they saw for many, that they thought would only occur many days in the future. All right, now we have a cool Maisa, which we had a long time ago, 3 years ago, more in Brochus. Tani. Been more than 3 years. Tani, Shlosh Mos Nazirim Ola B'Yimei Shirim Metshetach. 300 Nazirim came up in the days of the Shirim Metshetach. Mev Chamisha Motzah and Pesach, 150 down in Pesach to undermine the Nazirus. Mev Chamisha Lomotzah and Pesach, 150 not find a Pesach. Osagaba Yarei Malka, so Shirim Metshetach, he came to Yarei Malka. Normally he said, Esau Lathlas Me on Nazirim. There are 300 Nazirim here. Boy Tlat Chamios Karbonin. They need 900 carbonos. Now, how many were there actually left? 150. How many carbonos do they actually need? 450. So, Shimon Chetha went up and said, we have 900. So, he says, I'll tell you what. Ha-pau-gamididoch, you, King Yana, give for half. Vana-pau-gamididoch, I'll give half. Right? So, you give four. I guess they were poor, I don't know. It's a good question. So so you give 450 and I'll give 450. So Shokhli Abraham Mechamish, you send him 450, which is all he needed. Also, Lishna Bisha, so Lushner went to the king. Armalei, so he said, they said to the king, Lo Yami Dei Klum, right? He didn't give anything of his own. He only used your 450 carbonos, right? So he needed it. He didn't need the other 450. So, Shamayanai Malkiyan, I heard this Lashon Hara, it cost, and he got angry. Shimon Chetach, Yanai was upset, Varak, and he fled. Some days later, sometime later, some great people came, Mimachus the person, the Persian kingdom, to visit Yanai, King Yanai. Amalez, they said, we remember, Dava Gavrachatz, there was a certain old man here, Baba Omar Kumene, he would say in front of us, me and the Chokhma, very wise words. He wanted to hear him again. Tylon Ufta. So he told them, Yanai said, he's not here because of this whole episode with the Nazir. Omar Lon, so they said to Yanai, Shlach, I say, go and bring him for us. We want to see him anyway. Shlach, so he sent a message. Yoav Lemila, he gave him his word, he's not going to harm him. Vaisi say, and they brought Yanai back. Asa Sayana came, Yosef ben Malkulumakul. So he sat between the king and the queen. Amalei, so Yanai said, Lama appeal to me, why'd you make a mockery of me? Right? Only by saying, I'll give 450, you give 450, and you can give you 450. Amalei, so he said, a cool answer. Anala Flesibach. I didn't make mockery of you. At me, Momonoch. You paid up your 450 from money, Vanami no Haisi, and I paid with my Torah. Me the attack wants 300 Nazir. And the attack needed 900 carbonos. So you gave 450 physical carbonos for half, and I gave 450 spiritual carbonos by being matir than the Dorim. It's a gevalda gechap, right? So we see that Torah can, I don't even, I'm not even sure I put this in this without principle. Right, that's a little bit of a flaw, but nevertheless, that was his point. That's why I did it this way. And the Gemara brings down a pasuk. The chesed it says, "Ki betzel ha-chochma in the shadow of wisdom, betzel ha-kesem in the shadow of money." So money and wisdom are correlated. So he said, well, Lamarakus, if you had that legitimate reason, why'd you flee? Amrlay, so he said, I'll tell you. Shamis, I heard the mighty cross, I heard my master, you the king, are upset at me. Vakaimis, so then Quran, I fulfilled this puzzle. Kaviki Matrega, wait for a moment, they have a zone until the anger passes. The Koralai, Yanai said about Shimacheta, the Yisrun Das Chachma, additional knowledge of wisdom, additional wisdom of knowledge. The Chayav Aleh will give life force to its possessors. Amar Leh, so then Yanai asked him, V'loma Yisavta ben Malkul Malkul, so why did you sit between the king and the queen? Amar Leh, so he said, I'll tell you. Again, B'sivah the Be'isira, the Bar Sira, in Bar Ben Sira, the Tzib, says, Sausullah, Torah, take up baskets of Torah, the Torah himself will uplift you, and among the noblemen Toshivecha will give you a seat. Yanai said, Havule Kasa, let's give him a cup, the Nibrika, let's bench. Yavule Kasa, so they gave him a cup. Umar, and he said, Nivarecha Moshe Shocha Yanai v'chaveichov. He didn't say Nivarecha l'shalchal l'mishalo. What did he say? Let us bless God on the food which was eaten by Yanai and his friends. Amar Leh, so Yanai got upset again. He said, Adkadu, until now, Apikashusik are still stiff-necked. You're making fun of me, right? Saying brachas on the food which I ate. Say regular bracha. So says the Amar Leh, so he said, Yevun Leh Vacho. I'm sorry, that's good. Amar Leh, he said, well, my name, or what should I say? That's sense of humor, Shimachetach. I should say we met Barton. That's true. Well, it's times for everything. So say, so what's he going to say? The guy should make a broch on the food I didn't get. Can't eat? He didn't give me lunch. So I'm going to so he says, so Shimachetach said, so Yanai said, Yevon, they give him food, Vachal. And he ate. V'amai, they said, the v'orech ha'amodin shalchalim, the proper lashon zimun. Amai v'yachayot said, chalukin asher mechetach, the other chavosah argon asher mechetach. And what? Rabbi Yirmael Rishoyim. Initially, he said, the v'orech ha'amodin shalchalim mechetach. So other than that, they say, you can only lead a zimun, if you yourself have eaten, which is the way, of course, you pask. Right? They even argue in the second point, because the Dan Shimachetla got to eat, but he didn't get to eat bread. He ate vegetables or something like that. And nevertheless, he led a zimun. So they argue on him, and we do as well, because we hold you can't lead a zimun unless you actually had bread. You can add to the zimun even if you just had peros, but you can't lead a zimun unless you had bread. So says the Gemara. Seems to contradict himself. Elsewhere, it's a question by him whether somebody who ate vegetables can lead zimun. The kav shitalei, it's pushing that it's not. Hand, so says more no. Hand it tzricholei. There, with there way he's in doubt. Rabbana. It's a there. It's like Rabbana, which we'll see in a minute. Hand him Shidley, the one where it's clear to him that, oh no, do you see that? No, we won't see. The Pnei Moshe brings it down to Rabbanan from Brachas. That the Rabbanan over there that seems to hold, according to Chachamim, then Brachas, that it doesn't matter if the guy ate or not, he still gets to, doesn't matter if he ate bread or not, still gets to lead Zimun. There it's a question. According to Abad's question, he gets to eat it. Hey, Nibshitale, here that it's clear to him that you can't do it. You can't make a bracha unless you can't leave the zimun unless you have bread. Krab Shim Gamliel, it's going like a Rashim Gamliel.
Here he says,
what? Oh, right, you're right. Sorry, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, for the second case, is okay. Right, true, good point. So Kab Shitle, here it says it's okay that you, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, led the benching. That's, Krab Shingamil says it's okay. Guy learned all of Ace of Tavali Moim. The guy went up and he dunked his, dunked some stuff and in vegetables and dip, right? Ava Bishlo Achali Moim Kasayas Dogon. Even though he didn't eat a kazayis of grain, mizamnin, they can include him in a zimun, dirichon, but he, of course, cannot lead the zimun. Rabbi Yaakov Rav Hashem B'Yogam said, lo amei mizamnin alav, we cannot be mizamnin at him, ad shiol kazayis dogan, unless he eats kazayis dogan, and we, of course, don't pass because he has to eat grain. What about the Rav Shimon Gamliel, the case which holds that even you have vegetables, v'adetane, shtayim paser yerg mizamnin, that should you learn that when two guys had bread and one guy had vegetables, any one of them can mizamin, even the guy who only had vegetables, that's masnisa, that rice is going like Rishon Gamliel. So if you like Rishon Gamliel, then the second case is clearly okay. Yanai could lead, Shimachetha could lead benching. You like Rabbanan, no, he can't lead benching unless he himself eats a gazayas of grain. Okay? So we, of course, paskin. You can't leave benching unless you eat that grain. Bread, you can answer no matter what. Okay. Says Mara, Hoyim Alchim Medera, Uboyach Lekinegna. There are two guys walking down the street. And somebody comes up and says them, I'm Rechim Emnem. One of them says, I read Nozir Shazayish Poni. I'm a Nozir. If this guy's Ruben. Rechim Emnem, I read Nozir, I'm a Nozir. She'eno. Right? Who? It's not Ruben. Harei Nozir, or if somebody says, I'm a Nozir, Sheachem became Nozir, if one of you was a Nozir. Somebody says, She'ein echor me'em Nozir, I'm only Nozir if neither of you are Nozir. She'shneich Nozirim, I'm only Nozir, both of you are Nozirim. She'kul Nozirim, we're all Nozirim. Be'shamayim kul Nozirim. Be'shamayim says, in all these cases, swapping Nozirim says l'chumrah. Right? So therefore, in all these cases, where Mesupak, what his intention was, that the Machmir becomes a Nozir. Rei Silomir still says, no, a Nozir Elamisha alone is Gai Mildvar. Nozir is only somebody whose words are not sustained, which means only somebody whose words were sustained. other words, somebody who obtained that. If Itaka was, one guy said it's Reuven, the other guy said Shimon, Itaka came out to be Reuven, then the first guy becomes a Nozer.
Which, says,
yeah, because they old Hektish Tos is Shmei Hektish. It was Hektish Tos. Rabbi Tavon Omer, Ein Echam Eim Nozer, neither of them is a Nozer. Why? Because he says, Sovig Nazirus is Lekula. And therefore, you're to Sovig is Lekula. And even if it turns out later on that he was correct, that it was Reuven, nevertheless, it's at the time as a Sovig, it remains a Sovig. Now, what if the guy turns around and they never find out who it is? But Shimon Omer, Shimon says, Yomar, he should be a Nozer Misovig. He should say, Ima Yokid Varai. If I was correct that it was Reuven, I reign as a chov, I'm a mandatory nozir. We love it if not reign nozir nedava, I'm a voluntary nozir. Rosa koi. Now we have 10 guys here. 10 guys see a koi. We don't even know exactly what a koi is. It's some kind of half goat, half sheep, something like that. Animal which is of what? The jeep. That's right. That's what it's called. The jeep. So he sees the jeep. I'm glad you remember that. So he sees the jeep. Vamai says, the Rosa Koiva Reini Nozir Shazer Chaya. We know it's a Chaya Bema, so guy number one says, I'm a Nozir if it's a Chaya. The other guy says, I'm a Nozir Shane's a Chaya, I'm a Nozir if it's not a Chaya. Then the guy says, I'm a Nozir Shazer Behema. Then another guy says, I'm a Nozir Shane's a Behema. I'm a Nozir Shazer Chaya U Behema, both. I'm a Nozir Shane's a Lo Chaya Blu Behema. Right, so far up to 6. Hareini Nozir Sheichem Mechem Nozir. I'm a Nozir if one of you is Nozir. I'm a Nozir Sheich. This is all the same case. Nozir Sheichem Mechem Nozir. Right? Then neither of you is a Nozir. I'm a Nozir Sheichem Nozir. That you're all, that both of you, the first two guys are Nozir. And finally, a tenth guy says, I'm a Nozir Sheichem Nozir. That all of you are Nozir. Harei Kula Nazirim. The Mishnah says they're all Nazirim because the Koi has elements of all these things. Has elements of all these things. So everybody's a Shtikul on Nazir here. Right? Because everybody's a little bit accurate.
No
Machlokas here. Right. The more is going to discuss it. Says Markini Mazdi, so there's a way to read the Mishnah. Mishnah is Kaimudvarim. If it's whoever can says in the Senate Mishnah, Mishnah won his Kaim Udvar, right? What it really means to say is if it says Mishnah is Kaim Udvar, whoever turned out to be right, he is the one who becomes a Nazir. It's like Lashon Hafuchu. It's like we could say in the Bible, Lashon Sagi Nor. We call somebody who's blind, full of light. So it's also indirect. Like a woman who says, the low carpet's been a bra, I take an oath that I will not bury my son, right? If so-and-so is true. What she really means to say is she's taking off that if what she's saying is not true, that she should bury her son, right, as a sign of her guilt. So it's the same idea. Sometimes we use a backwards lashon. Tai Rabbi Omer, Mishroi Davene, Rabbi Tarfon, Ein Echad, Miem Nozir, one in the ratios neither than Nozir, Shei Nazirus El Asrei, Nazirus is only Nazirus, if it's something for which you could have given definite warning, right? In other words, the we knew ahead of time, the classic case of Asra Sovik Lav Shmo Asra, there's a case where you see, don't see something properly, right? So here it's like Asra, it's like a case where Adim can't get proper Asra. So that's why they're all exempt from the death penalty. Okay? Is that, it's like the same thing. No, it's Asura Sofik doesn't really apply by Nazir, right? That's why some people even change the gear. But the idea is that you have to be a Nazir has to be a definite Nazir. How should I put this? It's a halacha by all the Nedarim and Shavuos. You have to definitely know what you're saying. What? Right, you have to be muflah, right? You have to be enunciated with knowledge of what you're saying. Services at the time he took the netter, he couldn't have known about the Reuven or Shimon. That's why it's not, it's like Asura Sufik. We don't know what you're doing, whether you were doing is right or wrong. So do the same thing, it's not valid in this use. Now, says the Gemara, a new thing. What about where the guy ran away? We don't know. So even not according to Rabbi Tarfon. Odoi Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Rabbi Yehuda, and that's okay. Omar, the zero Sufik Mutzah, because the Sufik is zero, and therefore it's okay. Manachem, What's the case of Mishnah? Imish is Elmer Ruvain. Guy number one says it's Ruvain. Vizomer Shimon. And the guy number two says it's Shimon. Marav Shach. What difference does it make? Ruvain who? Nazir who? It's Ruvain. The first guy is a Nazir. Shimon who? If it's Shimon, Nazir. The second guy is a Nazir. So somebody's going to become a Nazir nonetheless, right? Elkeinu Kemi, rather, what's the case where none of them become a Nazir? Vishazelmer Ruvain. Vizelmer Shimon. One said it's Ruvain, the other said Shimon. He teal achorov. And he jumped backwards, he went away. And ain't no Ruvain below Shimon. And he's neither Ruvain nor Shimon. In other words, you don't know if he's Ruvain or Shimon. What? Right. But in that case, none of them would be Nazir. None of them would be Nazir. If they're not Levi. We're trying to find a case where they're both going to be Nazir. Okay? Yeah, okay, so again, if it's a suffix, again, who says, well, wait a minute, I counted on my fingers before, Eino and Esther, there were 10 guys, right? Now, Eiv Sharshlo is Kaim with Ibrahim Chaman, one of them has got to be off balance. And specifically, at least the guy who says, I'm a Nazir that both of you are Nazirim, right? They're not really both Nazirim, they're best of all both Nazirim only Misafik, right? They're not truly both Nazirim. So therefore, at least that guy shouldn't be a Nazir at all, right? So therefore, it's not really 10, it's 9, right? Amar Rabbi Yisrael said the Beis Shammayu. Now the Sefer, like Dr. Zadell said before, is like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Mekdesh Tos Hekdesh. Beis Shammai says Hekdesh Tos is Hekdesh, right? Otherwise you would say for Rabbi Shimon in the Sefer and say that Nazirus is Lahakim. So the only reason I say all 9 are Nazirim in the Sefer is how could they all be Nazir? That was your point, right? Yeah, that's what we said, but the Gemara then says not that way. So that's how the Pnei Moshe explained in the Mishnah. But the Gemara is arguing now. They'll say it's not true, there aren't elements involved. It. And Staka Hekdesh Tos, and therefore it doesn't work. Okay? How all the works are going to be Shaman. Okay? Shloisha Minim Asurim and Nazir. As usual, in all Masechtos and Shas, we only learn what a Nazir is at the end of the Masechtos. Well, it's not quite the end yet. There's a bunch more Prokhi. But we're way back. We're past halfway in the number of Prokhi in the Masechtos. So, of course, as I said, the Gemara always lets us know what we're talking about only at the very end. It's one of these interesting phenomena, right? What? Harry Masechtos is like Shlosh minim asurim and Nazir. There are three things which are forbidden by Nazir. Hatuma, vati goachas, vayotzi min hagefen. Straight up, right? Hair cutting. Hatuma, hair cutting, and anything comes out of wine. The choyez hagefen mitzvah ben zem mitzvah. Now already we get to the Easter of the head parts coming up. Anything which comes out of the gourd, great, is joined together. Veino chayev, yet you're not liable. Even though you're asked to drink grape juice, you're not liable for malchus unless you eat grapes, kizayis. Okay, Mishnah Rishayna says achiyishter. Initially, they used to say achiyishter revius yain. It's also when you drink a revius of wine, right? What happened? What? I can't hear you. Here's where we're going to have all the lumbus tomorrow night. Even a person soaked his bread in wine. and we can join the bread to the wine to make up a kezayis, not a revius, a kezayis, right? Usually wine is a sheer revius. Chayev, you're liable. So this is a case where heter is mitzarif l'issa. The permitted substance is actually batel, so to speak, in the osur substance. That's a rarity. Usually issa is batel to heter, here heter is batel to issa. Okay? Says the mark. We're getting to all that. It's going to... No, Mashu is not, you don't get Malkus for that. You're supposed to get Malkus. Okay, we're talking about flogging. We don't care. We're talking about the flogging, not the... Of course, any amount is also, but we're talking about the flogging. Atuma Dixit. How do we know he's now allowed to become Tommy? Here it is. Dixit, claim me as your Hashem, I'll call Nevesh, basically a vote. Right? You shouldn't come to God with a dead body. Tiglachas. The Sefer says, "Kol yimei neden nizro, tar lo yavo rosho." No shavers. Hayetzim negevin the Sefer. Kol yimei nizro, every as long as he's in azir, mikol atcher yehasem negevin ayayim v'gomer. Everything made from the grape bunch should not come into his mouth. Tani Rabbi Zakkai. Now, shifting gears for totally. Tani Rabbi Zakkai. Rabbi Zakkai said, "Kol Rabbi Yochanan." It'll come back to Nazir, but only much later. Zibeach v'kiter v'nisech. A guy worshiped Avodah Zorah through sacrifice, through slaughtering a korban to Avodah Zorah, putting the korban on the mizbeach for Avodah Zorah, v'nisech and live by eating wine for Avodah Zorah. Be'alei mechad, in one period of forgetfulness, chayav klachas pachas, either you have to be a korban on each separate activity. Omlei Abiyachar Yechad said, we actually had this more back in Yerushalmi Shabbos. He said, Bavlaya! You Babylonian, you! You pass within your hand three rivers, meaning the three rivers between Babylon and Eretz Yisrael, and you lost out anyway, because you didn't know how to, didn't figure out how to learn. You're only liable for one. Why? Because there's no chiluk malachos by Avodah Zarah. There's only chiluk malachos by Shabbos. By Shabbos, each malach you do is mechayev you in the badly, but not according to Rabbi Yochanan by Avodah Zarah. Now, skipping the next two lines, they're brought down here because they have to do Shabbos. Heina and Achas, the beginning of Klal Gadol, one of those things which is tough to do and cause pain to remember at this point. But in any event, purely focusing on the issues at hand. Boa Bar Memel, Boa Yikon Rebbe Zira, he asked him for Rebbe Zira. Why don't we learn out from Shabbos? You chayav b'shem one. Okay, go the theme of Shabbos. I used to say by Shabbos it says lo sase kol melacha klal. That's the general principle, right? Lo sevar esh b'chol moshvo seichem prat. That's the specification, not to make fire. Lo avar b'klal yo avar was included in the totality of forbidden melachos and Shabbos. V'yotzev in a klal lami comes out of the cloud to teach. My avarim yucheres ma'isi yachidim, just like avara. The burning is unique in that it's a specific one of the ovos. Ma'isachim is like ma'isa yichidis. A specific one of the ovos. Chayav lev ifniatzma, and you're live on it if you do it by itself. Avko ma'isa, so to each one of the lamedes melachos. Sheesh bo l'chayav lo ifniatzma, you make it liable individually. And so say to the same thing by Avodah Zarah. Because lo sabdein, don't worship Avodah Zarah, is the cloud. Los ishtachave prat. Los ishtachave is the specification. Bavalo. Los ishtachave do not bow down. Bichlayo was in the totality of forbidden Avodah Zarah and melachos. Right? Why was it excluded from the principle? Extracted from the general principle. It must be lalami to teach us. Lom rechot to tell you, my ishtachave imuchenes maisi echidim. Like Yishtach Avoya is unique melacha in Avoda Zoreh. The Chayom living out to the Bible by itself. Avko Maise, who Maise? So to every deed in Avoda Zoreh, Shesh Balachayim, a love Ibn Atzmo, Shmichayim independently, like Rabbi Zakkai said. And now, like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I want you to know, this is actually staggering to me. I know I don't look staggered, but I am. staggers me. I never really thought before that this whole concept of Shabbos, you know, Havara L'chalik Yotzah, L'lav Yotzah, it's a Klal Uprat. And we haven't been to a Klal Uprat. Yotzah Don Elokein Uprat. Yet at the site that we have in the Bright Service, we have another principle, which is, Kol Dava Shiyotzah Min HaKlal Lameid, Lo Lameid HaKlal Atzmo Yotzah, El Lameid HaKlal Kulo Yotzah. And that's what learning Havara. Havara is the Klal Uprat, which came out of the cloud in order to teach Abzonius about the entire cloud. So the difficulty in this sugya, which the sugya doesn't deal with and which I never even thought of, is when do we say cloud prat, and when do we say that the prat was yaitim in a cloud lami? Because I could have said the only love of Zatz on Shabbos is Havara. The cloud was Havara, prat Havara, right? Cloud prat, ema cloud, mashba prat. Yes, I don't say that. What do I say? No, the Pratt teaches us something about the Pratt. See my difficulty? Yeah, but when do you say that? And when do you say Klal Pratt?
Klal Pratt is something new.
What?
Klal Pratt is new.
No. Oh, that's what you meant to say? Havara is not new either. Havara was part of the cloud. Gang. All right. I don't know, because here's only one prat. Right. But there aren't any other pratim. It wasn't they weren't specified. They're not part of Shabbos. That's only an inference. They're not explicitly mentioned. Time to do that. But I see one or two for the Gemara will address it to a certain extent, but not to my satisfaction. But I was thinking maybe by Shabbos at least one could say there's no cloud, true cloud prat, because the 39 lochs are not a cloud. Rather, loch l'mosh misina. Or it goes to ask for kom loch of Yom HaShabbos. Kom loch v'zeichem Yom HaShabbos is not a real cloud, but it's a loch l'mosh misina, because they don't know the 39 malachas. Right? We don't know what malacha is. That a loch l'mosh misina. So maybe this is unique in that it's not a cloud prat when the Torah has a generalization and then a specification, and we know what the generalization would be, and then we have a specification next to it, but we don't know what the generalization means. So therefore, maybe it's not a cloud prat. That's what I'm saying, but that's probably shekin. The probably the bad. It could be that our sugi holds, and this would be more likely, that cloud prat generates. Cloud Prat works as Kol Dava Shiyotzah Min HaKlal Lulamin. The difficulty is I don't know how to reconcile that Rabbi Shmuel's Braisa. The Shmuel's Braisa, Shmuel Ayoymer, has both clothing, Kol Dava Prat and Kol Dava Shiyotzah, Kol Dava Shiyotzah B'Klal. So I'm not sure exactly how to reconcile that. Again, as I said, they want to deal with it, but not satisfactorily, only indirectly. Okay? So says the Gemara, one answer the Gemara tries to give, which would answer a question, is Armachais says, B'Shabbos, Klav v'mokam echol prav mokam achim, the clouds and Shmoyis Chav. And as you look in Torah or a little bit further up, the prat is in Shmoyis Lamed Hei. That's not called the cloud prat. That is the case where you say, Kol Dava Shiyotzah Min HaKlal Lamed, Lo Lamed Atzmo Yotzah, El Klav Kul Yotzah. When the cloud pratam ruchakim zembizem. The problem is the Babli doesn't hold the way the Babli holds. So all my cloak is a couple faces in Babli. With cloud pratam ruchakim zembizem, if you learn with cloud prat, but they don't say that that's the criterion by which you say, Kol Dava Shiyotzah Yotzah B'Klal. That's what the Yerushalmi proposes here. Depends on the juxtaposition or lack thereof between the cloud prat. So says the Gemara. So by Shabbos, cloud makom echol prat makom acher. But a zora cloud shu b'tzai aprat. It's together and therefore that's just a cloud, that's not a cold of or shiyah, you have a cloud, etc. Okay? Says the Gemara Ramalei, but he said, no, not true. But see, then say, lo tishtacha ve'leil acher. It says, lo tishtacha ve'leil acher elsewhere. And Shmos Lama Dalit, as opposed to the general list of Avodah Zorah, which is in Shmos Chav, right? So we see it's also a rei klal shkar mokam echor prav mokam acher. So it's you should say kol davar. So Armelezi said mikayim ein atlamed mitzido. Since in one place they're written together, and there you can't say kol davar shiyata. Apil mi mokam echor mi mokam acher yatlamed. Therefore you can't say kol davar shiyata when it's a different place. Okay, Chevrai Amar Chevrai said it's not true. Lo shani ben shaklav mokam echor or prap mokam acher. Doesn't matter if they're distant from each other. Ben shaklav mokam echor mokam echor uprat mokam acher. It makes no difference. Klav upratu. It's a klav uprat, but not what we know as a klav uprat, but rather the kol davar shiyotzei min klav ulami. Even the klav uprat are next to each other. We say the bintu kol davar shiyotzei min klav yotzei min klav ulami. Aye, so why by Shabbos yeah, and I by Avodah Zarah nay? So by Shabbos klav achakach prat says first the klav no doing loch and then the prat of Avodah. By Avodah Zarah prat first it says lo tishtacha beloem and then afterwards it says lo sovdei. So when do I say kol davar shiyotzei min klav? When first it says the klav and then it says the prat. By Avodah Zarah it says it backwards, right? Right. So a prat achakach klav. By Avodah Zarah that also doesn't matter. Lo shani mention klav achakach prat, mention prat achakach klav. Doesn't matter. Klav pratu, and again, not our definition of klav prat, but rather the kol davar shiyotzei min klav ulami. Because Shabbos klav b'avodoso, prat b'avodoso. By Shabbos it's a klav by the avodos of Shabbos, and the prat is by avodos of Shabbos. By avodos zor, however, klav b'avodoso, its generality is in its avodos. Uprat l'malachus gavah. Its specification is in that which is done to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Meaning, by Avodah Zorah, it says, Los of Dame, and that means the Navod of that Avodah Zorah. And Los Ishtach HaBeloem is even if that Avodah Zorah is not served that way. But since the Beis HaMikdash we do it, you can't do it to Avodah Zorah. Right? So therefore, it's not comparable. Because my Melach Shabbos, all Melach Shabbos are the same. But by Avodah Zorah, there are two types of Melachos. The Melachos which are like Po'er Le'Po'or, right? Or Zorik Evan Le'Markulis. Where even though it's not a type of Melach Avodah, which we do, it's also due to Avodah Zorah because it's its type of Avodah. And then there's the Avodah which is also due because we do it to our Hashem, even though it's not done to that Avodah Zorah, which is Ishtach Avodah, right? So therefore, if they're not comparable, so the clown prat can't teach anything about each other, okay? Amrei Mara said, Havara shalol etzorech yotza. Another reason to distinguish. Havara, there's no reason for it to come out. So it must be coming out in order to teach us the distinction in Malachos. Hishtach avoya, bowing down, however, etzorech yotza, it has a purpose why it came out. Lamed ha'atzmot, it teaches your chayiv on it, despite the fact she'ena maisa. It's not a true maisa. What does it mean it's not a true maisa? It's not, you don't do something as significant as, you know, slaughtering, sacrificing, that's still your chayv, even though it's not a true maisa. The saya top of chotei merav and goes called dod the tani chizkia. The chizkia taught us zoveach lelohim yocharom. It says if you sacrifice to another god, you put to death. Yotzes vichel amed ala klo kol. So that's the archetypical malach. One which has a big maisa. Blood and guts attached to it. Yishtach avoya la'meir la'atzma she'enu chela la'meir la'atzma because he should be also chai despite the fact she'enu maisa. Says Mara, oh chelef, maybe you'll say the opposite, that yishtach avoya teaches us that the general principle, and slaughter comes to teach us that even slaughter your chayavan, right? Says Mara, no, it's not logical. Dovashu maisa malameh. So which is a maisa, from there we extrapolate. So which is not a maisa, that would not be the basis, and therefore it has to teach a sonny about itself. So be that as it may, Lamaisa, what happens is that Lamaisa comes out is that by Shabbos, so far, we're saying that, although we're going to continue learning this further tomorrow night, but by Shabbos, we come out saying that Havara does teach Chiluk Malachas, but Havara doesn't teach Chiluk Malachas. Now, all this is eventually, in a few lines, going to lead back to Nazir. We'll get back to this tomorrow night.